Edward.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darman with us.
Push it right to the edge.
Oh, he's such a good girl. Give me a little kiss.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Going on right now, Crazy Eddie's greatest video sale ever. Get a new Beta or VHS video recorder, a TV camera, a giant screen color TV. Crazy Eddie's greatest video sale ever. Go there now!
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Government is increasing its power to watch you and diminishing your power to watch the government, and that is extraordinarily dangerous.
Fred Anderson, I've never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard
it. Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily in layers. Look up on top one another.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes sir, you are.
Plastic
strawberry.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
I think there should be complete freedom for the artist and performer. The artist should feel free to use nudity if he feels like it.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio show. It is a sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert. And, well, in case you didn't already know it, what we always do here on a Plastic Sushi Sound Collage is to start things off with some Japanese music and then go genre jumping, mixing it up with jazz, punk, funk, metal, electronic, country, disco, ambient, as many different styles of music as we possibly can. And then we mix in audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where. And we put those in between and on top of the music. Tonight, we are training a new WMFO DJ, Ryan. Ryan, welcome to Studio A.
It is a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much, Edward.
Now, Ryan, you're you've been around. This won't be the first time you've been on the air, huh?
No, sir. I started my DJ career in 1994 in a radio station called WXCI 91.7 in Danbury, Connecticut. I've been a fan of radio for a long time. I've moved here to Boston in 2007, and I've been looking to get back on the air ever since. My partner in crime, Belinda Rollins, who does Bubbles in the Think Tank, she said, "Hey, I know what you have to do. You have to join WMFO." And I said, "Yes, I do." And she said, "You need to join train with Edward." And I said, "Yes, I do." So here I am, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. WXZI, that is also a 91.5.
91.7.
91.7.
On a lower dial, yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. Well, I am familiar with that radio station from my travels down to New York.
Yes, we went into the New York area. We had a very powerful radio, and we spread across New York, all through Connecticut. Well, half of Connecticut. It wasn't that powerful, but we went into New York area, and I had a pretty big following. I used to do a show called Best of the Brits.
Mm-hmm.
So all of my show was basically music new and old from across the pond, if you will. That was my thing. I'm not sure what I'm going to do when I become a DJ here.
Yep.
But I'll figure it out. And just getting to know you and the DJs here, that's the first priority for me.
Excellent, excellent. Well, our format this evening, I'm going to play two sound collage sets here during the first hour. And then we are going to turn things over to Ryan, and we're going to have him mixing things up for you. So I think it should be a pretty good show for you. We started off with a Japanese band, of course, the Sadistic Mika Band, and that was Time Machine Onegai. Please, Time Machine, off of this outstanding compilation, Far East Rock Collection 70s. Well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going here with another Japanese band, of course, Denki Groove. And I'm also going to be sending out a rather rare Ventures track to DJ Easy Ed, who was on the air for 2 hours, bringing us a great mix of early rock and roll and vintage R&B and stuff like the Ventures.
Was he the DJ before you?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, and we're also going to be hearing in the next set some Les Paul and Chet Atkins, the electronic band, The Orb, and also something from Chuck Yu originally. A remix I made that features some preachers. Well, supposedly preachers, but these were guys who were in it for the money. That was something I got off of his, that I stole from his WMBR show.
Beautiful.
Where he did a April Fool's Crucifixion show last April 1st.
That sounds amazing.
And the way us DJs work on non-commercial radio, at least some of us, taking and mixing things up from other DJs. So, yes, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going here with
WMFO. Let's take a journey to the stars.
Take offerings and receive money.
Father, Jesus is real. How do they save man? And you know I'm not the thing
And he told me how he did. He sat right, I mean, he looked right across the table back and forth at me. And he told me how, you know, how he confiscates money. He says he's on this station, it's over 40 states. And he'll go on there and he'll get on the radio and he'll say, I know that listening to My Little Boys tonight, that there's some lady out there and you've got $10 put away in a cookie jar. Now God spoke to my heart and told me to go and tell you to get that $10. Get it in the mail and send it to me. God will bless you. God will give you a reward such as you've never known before. Then he comes back to me and he tells me, he says, if you're on the radio and you're well over 40 states and you're on at prime time, you've got thousands of people listening, the chances are that there are at least 200 or 300 little old ladies who've got a $10 bill in a cookie jar. And so if you even get, you know, if a couple hundred go over and get it and send it to you, that's $2,000 that you've made just like that. And so, you know, if you're going to get into big time religion, this is the games you've got to play, things like that. It's a, you go into it as a business and you work it as a business.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sweet wine and the hill shall melt.
And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and the hill shall melt. And they shall build the waste cities and live in them. They shall plant vineyards and drink the wine of them, and live in them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine of them.
Comunista Tardia.
baltiškai nusiteikę azerbaidžaniečiai. Jų populiarusis frontas, kuris būtų tolygus mūsų sąjūdžiui. Jie pasirašė lyg ir sutartį su Azerbaidžano komunistų partija.
Shall melt, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine of them.
Transsexual. She was born in the Bronx in 1926 as George Jorgensen Jr. She went to Denmark in 1950 in search of sex change surgery. She had had since childhood this long-standing, irrepressible desire to live her life as a woman. And in Denmark, she found some doctors who were willing to experiment on her, and she came back to the United States in 1953. But before that, in December of 1952, her story made the news while she was recovering in a hospital bed in Copenhagen. And the New York Daily News had this front page banner headline reading, XGI becomes blonde beauty. And after that, she became a media celebrity.
Take a shake, a break, I'm not fake. The cool the way you move, no more mistake, can't stand still. Got the move, feel the waistline, feel the groove. The beat, the bass, the lyrics are fine. Get on the floor, you got no time. Party people, I'ma give you a chance. Rip up your hands and feel in trance.
Dancing, open your mind, this is not romance.
raised all sorts of issues that are significant for 20th century history. Here she was talking about the promise and pitfalls of science and technology in the atomic age. And here she was talking about what makes a man and what makes a woman, what's appropriate behavior for men and women, who counts as a man and who counts as a woman, what's normal and what's abnormal. And so she was raising all sorts of intriguing issues. She was a household name through the 1950s and 60s. She was a major figure. She was the source of a media circus. The media star, the reporters followed her. They dogged her every move in Copenhagen when she returned to the United States in February 1953. They followed her parents at their home in the Bronx. There were hundreds of articles in the press about Christine Jorgensen, not just in 1952 and 1953, but for years afterwards.
I can have a heart to heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school,
cutting and burning
clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart to heart with my dad,
if it were real heart to heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart to heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Действо СССР.
You're tuned into the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and I'm joined here by new WMFO DJ, Ryan.
Greetings and salutations.
And he'll be coming up in the second hour of our show, playing some of his music for you. In the last set, I started things off with the Japanese band Denki Groove and B&B, Buchan and Boko-chan, off of their UFO album. And then we heard something from the Ventures Vaults, the undubbed version of Journey to the Stars. And then a sound collage mix I did of some Preachers talking about what they used to do with their audiences. I got that from a Chuck U archive of, I mixed that up on top of the 10th Planet's song Ghosts, but those Preachers I got off of Chuck U April Fool's Crucifixion show last April 1st on our sister station WMBR 88.1. on your FM dial. And then we heard from Chet Atkins and Les Paul, The World is Waiting for Sunrise, off of their collaboration, Chester and Lester. And we followed that with The Orb and Earth, Gaia. And finally finished things off with DJ Bobo, my Plastic Sushi Christine Jorgensen remix of Take Control. And concluded the entirety of that set with a public service message, a mashup between the Mormons and the Mennonites, cutting and burning.
That was
don't
pretty great.
Do that.
I shan't. After hearing that public service announcement, I won't do that.
The thing that that it also brought to mind was the way in religions that it was seen as being virtuous to inflict pain on your mortal bodies.
Yes.
Some the less horrific examples of that would be people wearing hair shirts. Shirts made out of horse hair.
That sounds horrible.
But it's not as bad as some other self-flagellation where people would take things like with nails and everything and they'd hit their bodies. And I mean, isn't that really what cutting and burning is? And we recognize that in modern society.
Yes, we do.
That is bad.
Yes, we do.
But if people do it because they think that it's going to make them be better in the eyes of their God, I don't know. That's not better.
Nope.
No. Well, backing me up right now, we're hearing from the band Kismet, and there is their cool cover version of the Pink Floyd song More.
This is really great. This is a good find.
And we're going to start off the next set. Well, I'll tell you, I've been thinking of doing a Tears of the Gods theme. And just in case you didn't already know it, on A Plastic Sushi, we do genre jump and always start off with the Japanese music and then try to genre jump through as many different styles of music as we possibly can. That was my first show here on WMFO. And then after 2 years, I began to feel that formula was a little restrictive. So I got this idea of the show we now call Tears of the Gods. And the idea there is that we'll focus on one particular artist and examine them in depth. So we always have a featured artist or album. And then we also, rather than doing that relentless genre jumping, we might just have one or two genres of music as well that we deeply explore. And along those lines, a theme that's on the back burner, well, that's on the burner somewhere, is something I call the roots of heavy metal, the British roots of heavy metal, which of course would be the Black American Blues Men.
Oh, this is going to be great.
So here's one song that I think would fit that theme. It's by Hound Dog Taylor. And, well, some things that I'd point out about this song is it's got some really nasty sounding guitars that are just perfect for what Hound Dog Taylor is trying to do in the song. And then the other thing is he's got a guitar lead in there that is also kind of perfect for the song. And perhaps Johnny Ramone took inspiration. I don't think he did, but he very well could have taken inspiration for his I Want to Be Sedated guitar solo from at least the beginning of what Hound Dog Taylor does in this. So here is Hound Dog Taylor on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage.